Hello and welcome. I'm Bev Owens and I'm a psychic medium from the UK.
And I'm Karen Skolsky, psychic medium from the USA. And you've just connected with our podcast, Two Mediums, One Large Universe. Here we'll be exploring the world of the paranormal, the metaphysical, the esoteric, and all things mystical, magical, and supernatural. We're so happy that you landed here, and we hope that you'll feel a little bit more informed and uplifted upon departure.
Excellent, Karen. So, welcome to our podcast. We're both working mediums and we live on the opposite side of the world. We've struck a really nice friendship up together and we've decided that it's time to explore some of the differences that, particularly the paranormal world and the world of mediumship seem to have from, the UK to our friends over the pond. So, yeah, we work together quite closely every week, and we thought we'd have some fun. We have some amazing chats, and we've decided to sort of bring that out for everybody else to have a listen into and maybe contribute and offer us some suggestions for subjects.
Yes. So once we get started, you could send in your questions or and then we'll be happy to answer them the best that we can. So Bev, I know you do a lot of work as a psychic medium. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I work as a psychic medium here in the UK and I give readings and connect with loved ones in the spirit world, give readings to people and hopefully give them validation that their loved ones, even though they've passed away, that they're still with them and able to connect with them and support them through their daily life. Also, I work psychically. I use a number of tools, including the Oracle cards, and I can connect with people's energies and look at potentials for their future and look at things that have happened in their past and give them some validation. So, yeah, essentially, that's what I do. I also teach and I'm involved in paranormal investigating, which is a massive subject, which I'm sure we're going to talk about at some point
I can't
soon.
wait. I can't wait for that.
So, Karen, talk about you. Talk about your company in America. You run Stellar Intentions, and I know you do some amazing stuff out there, so I'm sure the listeners would love to hear about it.
Yes, so it's a spiritually based company, which I do a plethora of things that are I guess not the norm. But it all connects. So between my shamanic work, my sound healing, my energy work, space clearing, that's just a few things. You could go to my website, stellarintentions.com, if you want to see. There's a list. I didn't even list everything because it's just too much, but it's all cohesive. It all goes. So I'm able to help everybody on different levels. If they see me for one thing, I could actually incorporate a lot of other meaningful things that will really help them through this journey that they're on.
Perfect. And if you're anything like me, Karen, it's a funny rabbit hole that we jump down when we get involved with mediumship and psychic development. We go in with a clear pull towards something that we've been nudged to do for whatever reason. And it's not a straight road. There are so many little avenues that you get taken down, and it's so diverse. We welcome your questioning mind because ours is questioning too. We don't know everything. We can only comment on our own experiences. So it'd be really good for people to share their experiences, particularly with the paranormal or any hauntings or any unusual experiences, near-death experiences, visitations, astral planing and manifesting. There's just so much that we're interested in. And we just want to throw a net out and let people come talk to us and become involved.
Yes, and I feel too, since the COVID, there's more people are opening up to different things that aren't the norm, that are more paranormal, that are more spiritual or esoteric. And there is a call for it. There is a need for that too. And I'm here to tell you that it's not really all scary. It's really human life is more scary than the spiritual life.
Yeah.
You know, they're fine. They're fine over it, wherever they are.
Yeah. I totally agree with you, Karen. I remember my mum saying, I mean, she's passed away now, bless her, but she was very open-minded and she used to say to me, it's not the dead that'll hurt you, it's the living. And I'm absolutely an advocate of that, absolutely true. And there's a lot of comfort, I think, can be gained from knowing that it isn't the end when you pass away. Right. But there's still a lot of mystique that surrounds these subjects. So hopefully we might be able to demystify some of the perceived folklore around communicating with what is essentially dead people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, energy healing, energy medicine, things like that. It's a very rich and diverse subject. But in a world that's become very inclusive, and like you say, COVID's had a massive impact on people. Lots of people, well, there's been a massive resurgence on mediumship since COVID hit. People have become so intrigued by the whole subject. And I think it's that need for answers, you know, that we're, that there's got to be more out there, because it was all that doom and gloom. And something good came out of COVID with the camaraderie and these people that were suddenly thinking of limitless possibilities for life. I think there's been more millionaires made since COVID than in history, because yeah, people are thinking differently. They're thinking about manifesting, their consciousness is raising. So yeah, COVID has definitely had an impact. And I'm not saying it isn't a negative impact as well. Of course it is. We've all lost people. And we've paid that price. But talking from a spiritual point of view, it's made a massive difference to the global consciousness, I believe, and people wanting to explore spirituality, you know, just tapping into your inner senses, to that innate knowing. And sometimes you don't need to label where you get these divine interventions from, but it's really good to talk about them and to meet other people and share these experiences.
Right, right, because it could be scary. I know it scared me when I, you know, because growing up, I would have these experiences too. And it was kind of frightening, but I grew up in a volatile household. So to me, it was kind of comforting that I had this own little world that I could escape to. And so to me, that was fine. But it can be frightening, and you don't have to know everything, but you just have to like have a little bit of an understanding to the subjects, you know.
I agree, Karen. Similar to yourself, I saw spirit as a child. It had the opposite effect to me, I have to be honest. I was quite scared. I used to think I'd got witches in my bedroom, and I used to near suffocate myself trying to breathe through my blankets every night. I think my parents had got so sick of answering my calls that I was just left to cry it out. So, yeah, it was a scary experience. And you know what? It would have been such a different childhood, I think, had I realised that my sensitivity, my empathy for other people and my connection to the spirit world were there to support me, could have made a really big difference to a sometimes lonely childhood. So hopefully, you know, there might be people out there that have got their children that they don't understand why their children are talking about their invisible friends, for instance, and things like that. You don't have to understand it to acknowledge it. And I would advise people not to shut their children down if they are saying they're seeing or hearing anything. Talk to them about it and try to sort of empathize and sympathize with them and definitely don't instill any fear, because there's no fear needed.
Right. Because the one time when it was audible, that was when I really feared it because, you know, you just don't understand things. And sometimes that you're growing up with that, it's just, you need a little bit of guidance, I feel.
We're connecting with an eternal energy, aren't we?
Yes. And, you know, and there's all different forms of mediumship, too. Some go into trance, some are just like straight medium, some platform, some one-on-one. Actually, spirit is, I feel, kind of drawn to different mediums as well. Like I'll get more of the playful people coming in, or else the partiers or whatever, you know, I'll get like different kinds of personalities, and it comes in different all the time. So if you're looking for one medium that always is like right on, I mean, good luck finding that.
And I totally agree. You know, I feel like spirit get matched to your energy, because, you know, in reality, as human beings, we're complex and we don't get along with everybody. You know, you talk about people not being on the same wavelength, and that's a fact. We all vibrate. We all have a vibration, and sometimes we just don't gel with somebody. And that would be the same in the spirit world. You've got to speak the same language as the person you're connecting to. So one medium doesn't fit all. You've got to go with what your gut tells you when choosing a medium. I tend to give the bonkers stuff, but I only ever give what spirit give me, and I will not enhance or fluff it up to make it fit, because who would I be fooling? You know, you'd be doing a disservice to the person you're reading for, and most of all, the person you're representing in the spirit world. So, you are going to see diverse mediums. Genuine mediums will be diverse. They will be coming through and giving the odd swear word and having laughter, because it's about uplift. It's, you know, at the point when you see a medium, you're ready to feel better. It's helping you feel better and feel connected with that person in the spirit world, not to bring you down to that spiral of grief. We all have grief. It's a natural thing. As human beings, we're complex, but a medium should leave you feeling better than when you went in to see them.
Yes. Yes. Even if better means tears, you know, that's good. That's a perk. That's a release. You need that. You know, it's like almost going to your own little therapist.
Yeah.
In a way.
As long as we're treating people with respect and being authentic. I think that's what I'm trying to get at. Authenticity all the way.
Mm-hmm. And just know, I adhere to no spirits when connecting with spirits. You know,
spirit and spirit definitely don't mix. No. And to any medium, if you've been out in a pub and anybody gets wind of the fact that you do practice mediumship, they'll be like, oh, can you read for me? No is the answer. Spirit and spirit do not mix. It's not a good combination. So if you want to read for them, get them to book an appointment when you've not had ever had your guard down with alcohol. You're out there to enjoy the alcohol, not to talk to the spirit world. So spirit and spirit don't mix.
No, they don't. And then I was going to say too, for your departed loved ones, you know, if you feel like you see them in your dreams at night, that is them coming to visit you on the dream plane, because that plane is the easiest for spirit to come through to you and give you messages or encouragement. And sometimes they come just to reassure you when you're going through a bad time. And it doesn't have to look like them. It could look like them when they were younger, or it could look like an inanimate object. It could be anything. If you feel it's them, then it's them.
That's really common. And I'm sure you get this, Karen. When you give a reading, sometimes the person in the spirit world will say, I've been coming to the sitter in their dreams. Can you ask them? Do they recall me coming in their dreams? And they always do, you know. I think we because we want it so badly, we do question it. But I would say, you know, if you've got a loved one coming in your dreams, then take it that that's them letting you know that they're around you. And going down another rabbit hole, the angelic realm can also do the same and come and give you guidance in your dream. And maybe that's a subject we could cover at our future podcasts, angelic visitations, because both Karen and I have both got first-hand experience of that. But for now, yeah, I think Karen's right. You know, look at your dreams, look at signs and synchronicities from the spirit world. And when you start really looking and focusing your energy, you will see signs sent to you. If you ask, they definitely will be. You know, we've all heard of, you know, finding a white feather when you're feeling really, really grieving and missing a loved one, and that's been sent. And that's the thing, you know, or pennies from heaven. There are lots of things. Seeing a robin, that's a big one. And seeing
cardinals.
Yeah. This is the USA and the UK difference, isn't it? We get robins, they get cardinals. But it's exactly the same, messengers from the spirit world. And, you know, you notice that they'll come at a time when you've been asking for signs. That's the key. That's when you know, or you've been needing a sign. I know I had a lady come to me for a reading and she was nervous. She was sat outside in the car, debating whether to come in, I think. And she said she saw two little robins just sat on the fence in front of her. So she saw that as the sign to come in. And that was absolutely fine. And I was giving her the reading, and we were sat at my table by the window. She'd had spirit family come through. And just at that point, there was a little robin, and it came and sat on the windowsill. And I kid you not, it stared at her for what seemed like minutes, just sat and stared. And we were recording at the time, so she'd got all that on tape, which was lovely. And I think any doubts that she had about the spirit world not being around her and that support were quickly diminished from that sighting of not just the two robins on the fence, but the third one who was sat there while we were giving the reading. So yeah, the spirit world are amazing, and they're capable of doing lots of things that we don't expect, but you have to open your eyes and be vigilant.
Yes, you have to look for the signs. And, you know, and this is a mistake, like some people, well, it doesn't have to be, but like they will think that bird is their loved one in spirit, or that butterfly is their loved one in spirit, and it's not. It's just they sent it there, the energy sent it there for you to see, but it's not actually them.
Yeah a messenger is probably a better description, isn't it? You know, yes. Messages from heaven. And it's, you know, I say heaven loosely, because you don't have to believe in God to know that life still carries on. You know, for us as mediums, it's not dependent on religion. It's what it means to you. We'll talk about God, but we could be talking about the eternal source, the divine source. It's a name, you know, and it's not really something we would fixate upon. I think as humans, we can give so many labels, can't we? And then we end up restricting. And this subject doesn't need restricting. It needs just opening up.
And to not be afraid of death either. It's just like a transition, you know. Yeah. So it's just the perfect butterfly in the cocoon story. That's really what it is.
So, yeah, we're gonna pick some different subjects going forward. And maybe for our initial questions and answers, we could talk about people's experience with the spirit world, with the paranormal, with hauntings, or if they've got any general questions on mediumship. What do you think, Karen?
I think that would be great. You know, we'll have them post it, you know, until we go live, and then we could just answer the questions, and I would love that, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, don't feel embarrassed if it sounds bonkers to you, because it kind of won't sound bonkers to us. I don't think anything would be be too shocking.
And there's no judgment here.
Absolutely no judgment. It's about educating, but not just that. You know, we don't know everything. So you might have something to tell us that we can learn, so we can learn from each other. And there's so many, it's an amazing world. And people are starting to see it now, even with things like the Law of Attraction and the book The Secret, bringing that to the masses. People are starting to realize that energy is important and thoughts are important. So yeah, we can delve into all that. It's a big universe, isn't it? Two mediums, yes. One large universe.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed your time here.
Yeah, absolutely. Come, give us a shout, say hello. If you don't want to comment in person, privately message us. We've got a Facebook group which we have opened to the public. Two mediums, one large universe, and we'll be happy to take any questions on that page. But you could also message us privately on our own page. So Karen's at Stellar Intentions in the USA, and I'm Psychic Soul in the UK. So either way, you can look at our websites and connect with us that way. But we'd love to hear from you, and we'd really like you to be part of our journey into the unknown.
Yes. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. And we look forward to our next adventure with you.